That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thanks for sticking with us this morning. We're a little more goofy than normal. I don't know if that's possible, but I feel that way at least so far this morning on this Friday.
No, it's Tuesday.
I know.
It's Tuesday.
It feels like a Friday, but it's a Tuesday because Tyler Walsh, it's Tyler Walsh Tuesday.
All right. I thought it felt exactly the same. In
it probably is. Yeah.
Butts and drugs.
In the morning.
Yeah.
He's right.
Probably the same.
Man. He's right.
So how are we helping people, Todd?
Well, don't say my name, right? So I want to thank you. He's writing me specifically, it looks
okay.
Like. I want to thank you for turning me on to shrooms.
Nice. Good influence, he says. Yeah.
I'm 42 and have never tried psychedelics, but I always had a general curiosity. Didn't even try weed until I was 36, and that was a recommendation from a doctor. On Saturday, I got my hands on some chocolate bars that have a scale on the packaging for how much to eat, depending on the results you're looking for. In between feeling good and God mode.
God mode?
Yeah.
Don't you go straight for God mode?
I ate about half, 2 grams, and got the same results you had on your first experience, where it was a good, comfortable euphoria, and I was incredibly annoying to my wife. I decided I wanted to crank it up a little, so I ate some more, and then more, and then more, waiting about a half an hour between doses, but didn't initially experience anything different. After ingesting 6 grams, the next thing I know, I'm avoiding my blinds because they're angry at me and watch my couch turn into a living, breathing being. I talk to it for 2 hours and pet it like a dog because who's a good boy?
The blinds are angry. I love
then
that.
Then the cushions would smile at me. Thanks again. It was an incredible experience. Lasted about 7 hours, and I can't quit thinking about the visuals throughout the evening. Don't do drugs, kids, from labia in a jar. That's a lot.
I was going to say, yes. My boy, you have a lot of drugs in your future, the way you described how much you love that.
Now, I've never done it, but when the couch, what if the couch turns angry? Is it a bad trip?
You just hope it doesn't eat you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what if the blinds and the couch join forces and they're both against you?
But it doesn't sound like he had a bad trip.
No, it doesn't.
He could have been borderline there.
Yeah, you're right, with the blinds being angry.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been out in the woods where I've seen rocks breathe, so I know exactly what he's talking about. Because you get this warped sense and things expand and contract. Yeah. It's interesting.
I've had an elevator turn into a dungeon.
Really?
Really?
Oh, man.
That's not cool.
No.
Did you freak out?
No, I don't have good trips. I freaked out.
Where was the elevator?
At my apartment.
Oh.
But you said trips with S's. If you don't have good trips, why do you keep tripping?
Because I'm a drug addict.
And one of these times, you'll have a good trip.
That is the easy answer.
I blacked out 100 times drinking and did dumb stuff, but I went back.
I'm a drug addict.
No, I don't know what rekindled my interest in the... I guess it was because it's become so mainstream in Colorado.
Yeah, also, you got Dan Cummings time,
talking about the DMT. And,
right. We also said you were bored. You wanted something that would make you giggle.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I wanted something that would, because.
You don't laugh on weed anymore, do you?
No. Nope.
I want to giggle today.
Try a good rom-com, man.
Let's do something goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I interest you in a Hugh Grant film?
You're in the right spot.
I'll laugh at a good R-rated comedy like The Strays.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that over break.
Yeah.
But sure.
Even with the after the spoilers?
Yeah, spoiler I know. It's... Right? Yeah.
No, it's just a different and refreshing buzz.
Now, yeah, how much you got left?
Oh, probably enough for a couple more sessions.
Okay. Sessions. I love that. 7 hours.
You're going to need them if you're at home for a couple weeks.
I don't want to go 7 hours.
No.
I went like 5, and I was done after about 3.5. I just wanted it to be over.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Or do. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you got time off.
Although, if you move to a progressive area, they're likely decriminalized. I don't see it happening anytime soon here.
In some
cases, places,
fully legal.
But really, who do we not surround ourselves with here where it feels like a progressive area? I mean, the people I hang out with Omaha,
you're right.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're the people who make the laws.
Yeah, there are those in charge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Western Nebraska keeps the recipe.
They're the ones we need to get on board.
Right, right.
I'm curious
Or just people that don't understand how they vote matters, and they'll go, yeah, I like weed. My favorite one was Nick said he knew of a guy that said, I voted for you, Pete Ricketts. Now legalize weed.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how it works.
No. Yeah, he explicitly ran on a platform of no weed.
No weed. He ran on a platform of, of reefer madness, basically. And so does Pillen, for that matter.
That's
all
what the R stands for.
That's what the R stands for.
Look
no
at the
weed.
Policies of these people. And if you think, I'll just vote for him because I'm a good Republican. They'll
my dad was.
Weed for me.
My dad would.
No.
They ain't giving you weed, man.
Figure out what these people stand for, and then figure out you don't stand for any of that.
Yeah.
And maybe change the way you vote.
That's a lot of work.
The line that got me to hit my first joint was in Western Nebraska in a trailer outside of Ashby, Nebraska.
See, they like weed in Western Nebraska, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But a teacher.
But they don't vote that way.
No, they don't.
There was this hot teacher from Bridgeport that I was hitting on all night, and I didn't want to hit the weed because of Cowboys and Jesus. But it was all Cowboys. And she just goes, I've done mushrooms. Yeah. And she kept calling me Dimples. And she said, I've done mushrooms, Dimples. And I was like, pass me that joint.
Did you hook up with her?
No.
Dimples.
No, she did kiss me before she left.
So flattery works for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. I can get peer pressured into anything.
If a woman calls you Dimples, you're going to want to you're chubbing up, man.
Oh, yeah. That's how the old Navy chicks get me.
They call you Dimples, the old Navy store.
That is a fine new hoodie you're rocking there today.
This is Carhartt. This is my room.
That's a Carhartt. Yeah, yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They call you Dimples anymore, or they just call you Pop and Jaw?
No, nobody. I find people get more annoyed when I talk about my jaw. Only people can talk about it. I can't bring
it
up.
Todd gets turned on when you talk about it.
Pop and Jaw.
There is somebody on my Facebook from the show that every picture, it's kind of his bit, every picture I put it, that jawline. But it'll be like, not even my jaw, and he's like, that makes your jaw pop.
You hold up a fish, it says your jaw's popping?
Right. You should be proud of it.
Especially after those kids said, swim for it, fatty, last summer.
Yeah, but Nick's, all the radio people were crapping on my belly on your... Did you see
they
that? They were going
nuts. Yeah, that green room picture?
Yeah, Nick took one of me half changing my shirt in the Lincoln
Country
Club.
You do that a lot, though. You just
Yeah, nobody's ever attacked my belly as bad as that.
That was bad. I wonder if it's because the belly was like the only exposed skin.
That could be.
But there's not an excuse.
And I found my belly button is getting bigger the more I lose weight. You could park my car in there.
Back to yard. That's really more of a commentary on the Yaris.
That's a good radio bit. Let's park your car in your belly button. Who cares, man? That's a fat shaming bit, right? Is that what this is?
That was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I thought about taking that down.
No, I hit him. I got him in the morning with my jawline.
There you go.
Yeah, I said, kiss my jawline.
This law in Colorado. And is it a law? America's thinnest state is expected to join a growing list, so there's others.
Yeah.
Of states to ban fat phobia discrimination against those who are overweight. Apparently,
at work, you mean?
Landlords don't rent to fat people.
Landlords and workplace accommodations. They're aiming these laws at. So for housing and for jobs, you can't discriminate just because someone is obese.
You think obese people would make less noise in an apartment? They're not going to be like jumping around.
Yeah, I think walking makes noise.
If they fall, it could be loud.
Well,
a lot of creaking, I'm sure. Yeah.
Look at the disparity here. Colorado
has
an obesity rate of 25%. West Virginia has an obesity rate of 71%.
Yeah,
wow.
Go to New Orleans or anywhere in the South, it's huge, too, for that matter. Yeah.
I like that Colorado is the skinniest state in the country, but still has an obesity rate of 25%.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But
the word obese, I realize it is a technical term that exists.
Right.
But you'll see a guy with a gut who's pretty thin everywhere else, and he's technically obese.
There's a lot of people that would be considered obese that, like, if you push them over, they won't roll away.
Right.
I'd be curious to hear from someone who couldn't rent an apartment because they were too fat.
Well, they would never say that.
But they don't say that, do they?
There may be special, accommodations that would be needed. For that place to...
Well, that's...
Yeah.
And maybe a landlord isn't willing to make those accommodations.
Or maybe it's
like
a second floor apartment.
Like
maybe a ramp or something if they're...
Support for the toilet. That actually exists, by the way.
Yeah. I've messed up some toilets, so I guess...
You cracked them.
Not because of your weight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
that's the toilet seat. Yeah.
You know how you plop down on a rocking chair or something like that? You're calling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know some toilets that are looser because of that.
You didn't sit down so carefully.
Do some shrooms at the toilet, yell at you. That'd be kind of cool. I ain't sitting on you.
And I think that's a lot of the workplace stuff, too, is, if you need special accommodations for... just being the size you are, and some places are not willing to do that.
I got no problem with that. Discrimination sucks no matter who it is, I'm sure if you go down that rabbit hole, it's like, hey, lose some weight, fatty.
All right, but if you feel you lost a job or didn't get a job because you were obese, what's your recourse? Who do you go to?
Well, in these states, you have laws now.
And what do the laws specifically say?
That you can't be discriminated against because of your weight. When it comes to housing and employment,
does that mean everything employment? When it comes to employment, can somebody walk into, we mentioned that strip club earlier, once to open up in town.
Yeah, there you go.
If some girl, three bills walks in there and wants to strip, and they go.
Well, there's restaurants that have gotten around that for years.
Hooters,
Any
of the restaurants, they used to call them,
Sometimes there's guys that'll pay extra for a girl three bills.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's a reinforced pole, though.
They don't have a permit for that.
Welcome aboard.
We talked about that lady who was a few months ago all on her kick that airlines should not discriminate against fat. Right. Give me two seats if I need it. Well, no, you got to pay for two seats.
That got me bummed out, though. There is some I go with that on. Not necessarily being that huge, but if you're over 6 foot, it sucks to be on a plane. They're packing as many people in there.
The regional flights, if you're a big, tall guy, you're screwed for sure. Yeah.
I blame the airlines some.
Yeah, but they don't even care about regular sized people either.
They don't care at all.
They don't care at all.
They don't care about anybody on those planes.
They don't care.
Sit down, shut up, and then get off.
All they care about is record profits.
Yep. Walk, bitches. That's their slogan.
Exactly.
We'll give you a pizza party.
Yeah. Like I said, it's I'm guessing this happens all the time, though. Somebody goes in for a job interview, and they're not told that, but they pick somebody else.
Yeah, you can't say it, but that's the reason that you didn't get the job.
Right, exactly. All right. Swim for it, fatty. Sorry, that's just...
Did you ever get a new putter?
Kind of. I borrowed some putters. Yeah. I have several borrowed putters.
You still work at that course after that for a little while there?
Yeah, I still I golfed there yesterday.
There's kids still around?
I keep my head on a swivel.
Yeah, kicking their ass, man. I want you,
you need
to beat the hell out of those kids next time you see them, man.
Shouldn't you be in math class?
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.